a moral condition there, desegregation is. God Almighty created the races and segregated them, sent them each on their own destiny. If you read the Bible from lid to lid, it preaches and teaches segregation. I don't have the list at hand here. I could give you the names and the citations of communistic activities and communist affiliations of the officers, not all the officers, but a majority of the officers of the NAACP. It stands to reason, it's common sense, that mongolization means destruction. It means the destruction of the white race, it means the destruction of the nigger race. Now sure, we believe in segregation for the simple reason we believe in preserving, protecting God's work. He created the white man, he intended for him to stay white. He created the nigger, he intended for him to stay black. And we believe that mongolization destroys both races and creates a Mongol, which is not a race. For 85 years, we have gotten along with the black race in this country. For 85 years, we have raised the nigger up from, you might say, slavery to where he is today. We have educated the nigger. In my home state down there, the nigger pays 3% of the tax. He draws $3 to every $1 for the white, right back. That in my home state alone. And then just elements of that nature over there are pushing the nigger around, kicking him out. They're using him for a tool, and the nigger himself don't know that. Well, the Supreme Court put down a pattern that had been set for 78 years, and three different decisions was handed down. And in this decision here, the word equal was substituted for the same. Well, equal and same is two different words.